Yesterday in the Washington Post, the headline read, "They crossed the border illegally and can't vote, but they can knock on doors." And it focused on a group of activists knocking on doors in Loudoun County on behalf of Hillary Clinton and other Democrats running for office, as well as in Pennsylvania. They are all being organized by a group called CASA in Action. And a spokesperson for that organization joins us now, Kim Propiak. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Propiak.
Thanks for having me.
So are you paying these people to knock on doors? Is this part of a paid campaign?
Sure. Just like many of the organizations across the country, some of our canvassers who give up other full-time jobs to join us are paid, and some of them are volunteers.
Okay. And if they're here illegally, what mechanism are you using to pay them?
So if you read past the headline, it becomes clear that the three young people who are interviewed in the article actually have deferred action status, which is the DACA program that President Obama created back in 2012. And so they all have work permits.
Right. And so these were the 750,000 who received temporary legal status through that executive action that is being challenged in the Supreme Court, right?
So this particular program that was launched in 2012 survived a judicial challenge. The court in New Orleans determined that the plaintiffs did not have standing to challenge that program. A separate program that President Obama announced in last year was successfully held up by the 4-4 tie in the U.S. Supreme Court, which is exactly why this election is so very important to so many people across the country.
All right. So on one hand, I hear that Democrats are outraged because they believe that the Russians have somehow gotten all of these emails and released them through WikiLeaks. I mean, there's been no hard proof of that, but they seem to think the Russians are involved. And there is outrage on the Democratic side of the equation because, well, a foreign government and people who are not citizens of this country are trying to have some sway over the election through these actions. And then I hear what you're doing, and I don't see a lot of difference. I mean, you're not stealing emails out of somebody's email account, but you have people who are not citizens of this country working to have an impact on the outcome. Tell me where the difference is.
Well, I'm not going to speak to Russia, although I read all the articles about all of the security professionals who have decided that they are the source of the leak. However, I will say that these are young people who grew up in this country, who have been contributing to society. As you read, some of them were extraordinary students in their public schools. They were brought here at young ages. Mm-hmm. President Obama obviously saw the strength of their contributions to this country in announcing the DACA policy. And their lives are in the hands of this election results. I mean, we have one candidate who has pledged to deport them and their families, another candidate who has pledged to work with Congress to pass a reasonable immigration reform. And I talked to a lot of Trump supporters. We've been working on this election since summertime. And even Trump supporters I talked to who may support Donald Trump also acknowledge that mass deportation is not a solution.
Well,
so if we want a real solution to the crisis in this country, we need to work hard and pass an immigration reform bill.
But you do see the similarity between those two cases. On one hand, we have an entity that is, you know, outside of this government, that aren't citizens of this government, allegedly having some sway over the election. And basically, I don't see much difference between what they were doing in that regard and what your folks are doing, because they are clearly not citizens, and they are clearly trying to have some kind of persuasive effort to direct the outcome of this election.
I think the comparison is ridiculous. These are young people who grew up in Virginia. We should be applauding their efforts. How many of us sit on our couch and our engagement in the election is no more than laughing at CNN coverage? And instead, these are folks who are spending every single day talking to their neighbors about the importance of this election. I think they should be heralded.
So you are okay with non-citizens trying to influence the American election?
I am absolutely okay with people getting out there and talking to their neighbors about the importance of this election. And everyone who's directly impacted by a policy should be. That's why you've seen low-wage workers taking to the streets to talk about the need to raise the minimum wage, which is at abysmal levels still in this country.
Right.
That's why you see immigrants getting out there and talking about how hate speech coming from a presidential candidate has an impact on their lives and their families' lives. That's why you see many, many people engaged in numbers unprecedented in this election.
Can I ask you just a larger question? Because you said that one candidate has pledged to do reasonable immigration reform. Do you believe that the immigration reform that Hillary Clinton is proposing will actually stop illegal entry into this country?
I wish that the reform that Hillary Clinton was proposing would go even much further to deal with a broken economy in our neighboring countries and in this country, and bring many, many more people out of the shadows than.
Okay, but again, my question has to do, because listen, we had immigration reform in 1987, and we were told at the time that this will stop illegal immigration into this country. Are you and your group, Casa in Action, are you in favor of any reform of our immigration system that will stop illegal entry into our country?
When President Reagan passed immigration reform in 1986, there were a lot of tools that were left out of the toolbox in terms of altering the system of migration into this country. Many of those tools were included in the Senate bill that passed when it was not taken up for a vote in the House of Representatives.
Can we get a yes or no on this? Are you in favor of stopping illegal entry into our country?
Every rational person believes that we need a system of legal migration into this country, mm-hmm. not only to appease you and your listeners, some of your listeners, but also because coming to this country unlawfully is dangerous.
That's good. So if that's the case, and if you agree that coming to this country unlawfully is dangerous, and we should stop illegal entry into our country, then are you in support of a wall on the southern border? Yeah. Because it seems to me that would solve that problem.
That would solve the problem.
Right? I mean, if there is a wall, then those dangerous border crossings wouldn't occur. So why aren't you in favor of that?
So I actually don't think the wall will make much of a difference. People have built tunnels under the wall and the section of the border that it exists on, and it has numerous environmental hazards as well as creating huge barriers to the commercial crossings that happen between Mexico and the United States every single day, on which many economies and small towns along the border survive. However, I do believe that everyone understands that we need to reform the system of migration to this country. There are a lot of tools in the toolkit of the bill that passed the Senate.
Okay. You agree that it's dangerous to cross the border. What does CASA in Action do to proactively prevent people from crossing the border in such a dangerous way? If you really care about these people's lives.
We really do care about these people's lives. Those folks are our members, and they face perilous dangers crossing the border.
Right. So what do you do to prevent that?
Circumstances that people confront when they're trying to avoid extreme levels of violence, as has been proven in report after report. So we believe that we need to create a modern immigration system that allows the appropriate number of visas that are appropriate to the economic needs of this country. Many people come fleeing violence. We believe that that we need to have a robust refugee system, that is a pinnacle of modern human society, and that people should not be forced.
All right. It's frustrating for me, so I know it's frustrating for our listeners. You're just not answering the question. One last time. What does your organization do to prevent illegal crossings?
Again, we believe that we should pass a modern migration system that allows the appropriate number and flexibility of visas.
Let's say the appropriate number is 1 million. When that 1 million and first wants to come in and they're denied, they're going to cross illegally. What do you do to stop it?
The bill in the Senate included a number of technological upgrades to Border Patrol, some of which have already before been implemented and have been successful. As I'm sure you know, unlawful border crossings have significantly dipped in the last several years. The Border Patrol's budget has skyrocketed.
All right. Those stats are very much in dispute, and sadly we can't get into fighting the numbers now because we are out of time, but we very much appreciate you mixing it up with us on
this
issue.
It is now 8:15.
That's Kim Propiak, CASA in Action.